What's up, everybody, and welcome back to Laying the Points with Farley Betts. As I record this, it is Wednesday, May 31st, and we are one day away from the NBA Finals. And that's pretty exciting. And I actually love the two teams that are in the NBA Finals. You are listening to Laying the Points with Farley Betts. We are a weekly sports betting podcast where we cover all things in the NFL, NBA, especially those two sports. But we branch out into UFC, baseball, NHL, golf, you name it. We are a sports betting podcast with great guests and trying to explain things to you to break down the tenets and strategies of those OG sports bettors who have been doing this for a long time. I'm pretty new on the scene. My name is Chris R. Farley, aka at Farley Betts on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. And I've learned from some of the best in this industry. 115K cash prize in Circa in 2021, 57% career NBA winning percentage on the BetUS NBA and NFL shows, leading the BetUS NBA show once again this season. And it's a pleasure to be with all of you again and talk about these NBA Finals, an NBA Finals betting preview, if you will. This podcast will probably be a little bit shorter this time because it's just me, you know? It's just me. It's just Farley Betts. Sometimes I kind of like podcasts where it's just me and I could just rant and rant and rant and I just show up and I can just do it, right? No coordination involved, etc. So with that being said, it's exciting. I think this is going to be a better series than some people think. I'll get to my sponsor here in a second. We got a few sponsors now. Hey ho, a few sponsors for Laying the Points with Farley Betts. But before I get to that, as a reminder, please visit farleybetts.com where I write articles there. Probably going to bring some other writers on there soon too. Daily free picks and sports betting information over there at farleybetts.com as we continue to build the Farley Betts empire. Taking over. We ain't here to just stand by. We're here to take over. I don't think that's how the quote goes. But, Connor, right? We're not here to take part. We're here to take over. That's what we're here to do. But before I get to my rants, before I get to the NBA Finals betting preview, before I get to my sponsors, red alert. Jamal Murray to be the NBA Finals MVP. And I'll explain why that's a very feasible thing. Is plus 1,400 at DraftKings. DraftKings is a recreational sports betting app, right? Like Sharp, the Sharp sports betting community does not use DraftKings very often because they're going to get limited very quickly. Limits are probably already low. And you can tell by these lines that Sharps don't use it. By comparison, betonline.ag, which is a Sharp book, Jamal Murray for MVP is plus 750. That's almost half the odds that DraftKings is giving you for Jamal Murray MVP. And we got some trolls on Twitter like Kyle, this guy Kyle, who commented on my tweet. Kyle, he said, Kyle goes, you might as well not even bet this. It's never going to win. You're an idiot. He called me little man too. I love when some jackass keyboard warrior calls me little man. Please meet me in Vegas when I visit in August. And I promise you won't say the same thing. But anyway, got some trolls responding to this, but it's very feasible in my opinion. Why? Well, first of all, Jamal Murray is burgeoning in these NBA playoffs. Came into the Western Conference Finals averaging 28 points per game. In the Western Conference Finals against a really good Lakers defense, averaged 32 points per game. We know he had that famous 30-point first half, and it's very feasible because the Miami Heat are a pretty good defense. So there's a possibility here that Jokic is limited, right? That they use their resources, their scheming. And Bam Adebayo, by the way, pretty damn good defensive center. One of the better in the NBA, as he's proven in these NBA playoffs. And he's going to go up against Nikola Jokic. They're going to throw different bodies at him. They're going to throw different looks at him to try and throw him off, because the Heat know that Jokic is the commander of that Denver Nuggets offense, right? That's why they're so fluid. Yes, they're extremely talented, but they got the big man to stand in the center of the court, distribute the ball, bring attention to him, bring attention off the other players. And we've seen Jamal Murray capitalize on that many times. And this is a dude who at the end of quarters, end of halves, end of games, can absolutely take over. We saw him do it plenty against the Lakers. We're seeing him do it and surge more and more in these NBA playoffs. Jamal Murray plus 1,400 on DraftKings to win MVP. It doesn't matter if it doesn't win. That's unbelievable value. That's just a bet that I have to take. I put one unit on it. You do what you want. But those odds on DraftKings are wrong. And BetOnline is proving that, right? A sharp book. You know, it's a pretty damn good sports book too. BetUS. Go to BetUS, use promo code Farley125, and you will get a 125% deposit bonus when you go over there to BetUS. I don't even think you have to be a first-time user. Just go over there, type in Farley125, and not only are they going to double your deposit, that's what 100% would be. They double it. They're giving you even more money, 125%. And let me tell you, BetUS was really good to me in the NFL season. Favorable lines, especially on underdogs. And I can't wait to take advantage of that this NFL season as well. Check them out at BetUS Sportsbook. I'm also on the BetUS NBA show 3 times a week usually. I think I only have one show left in these NBA finals because I'm on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday usually. And I think there's only one game on a Wednesday that's left. But check us out over there. Go to BetUS, type in Farley125, and you're welcome. 125% deposit bonus. It also helps support this podcast and keep it running. And I sure do appreciate my audience. And I do appreciate anybody who deposits. Hopefully we're helping you win more of your bets here on Laying the Points. So we'd appreciate it. Let's keep this podcast going. Let's keep the empire growing. All right. And NBA Finals betting preview. Let me just break this down from start to finish, okay? Let's look at the betting lines first and foremost. In short, the odds makers are predicting a 4-1 Denver win. That is the lowest odds out of any outcome in this NBA Finals series. And it makes sense, right? Like, I know Heat fans are probably still offended by that. They should be offended, a little bit at least. I mean, they've been underrated this entire NBA playoffs. But Denver is elite at home. Their offense is extremely potent. They're coming off a sweep of the Los Angeles Lakers, which, by the way, that's no small feat, right? Like, the Lakers had extreme momentum heading into that series. They just knocked off the Warriors. They knocked off last year's NBA Finals champion. Last year's champs gone because of the Lakers, LeBron James, Anthony Davis, everyone playing well. And they ran into Denver. Denver starts off 2 wins at home. LA can't keep up. LeBron looks tired. And that's all she wrote. 4 straight. Denver's done. A lot of momentum, a lot of rest for Denver. It makes sense that oddsmakers predict a 4-1 Denver win. I'm not so sure that that's what's going to happen. And so let's talk about the totals. Total tonight is around 219 in Denver. I think that's pretty humble. I like the over. I got totals in Denver being around 223. I think they're going to drop to about 215 in Miami. Miami's defense at home, the crowd behind them, is going to create some better resistance for the Heat. Plus, Denver is not quite as potent on the road. We've seen that even in these NBA playoffs. We didn't see that in LA, that's for sure, but we've seen that in these NBA playoffs and all regular season. So I think the total is going to drop a little bit in Miami. I have it at 215. We'll see where it comes out. And I think Miami is going to be +4 to +5 at home. Like, obviously, that depends on how these first two games go, but I think they're going to be 4 to 5 point underdogs at home. And I think the line makes sense right now. Denver -8.5. to open up game one, but I think that's going to drop a little bit like it has in every series that the Miami Heat have been in, because they're feistier than you think. They're so well coached, and we'll get to all of that. But I can't bet on the Heat tonight because they have to be so tired after what they just went through against Boston, seven games, you know, losing three games in a row, and then finally winning that last one. And Denver at home is so good, but I'm also not going to bet Denver -8.5. That's a huge line. And let's face it, this Miami Heat team, amazingly, even though they were like seconds away from losing in the play-in games to the Chicago Bulls and somehow found a way to win that game and get into the playoffs, since then, not only have they won every series, Milwaukee, Knicks, and Boston, arguably the three hottest teams in the Eastern Conference, they beat them all. And in game one at Milwaukee, +8.5, won by 13 points. Game one at Madison Square Garden, +4, and beat the Knicks by 7. +8.5 or +9 at some books at Boston in game one, and they won by 7. So this is a Miami Heat team who has won every road game in game one of every series. They come out as if they're not tired, as if they're not exhausted, and they're certainly not intimidated. And in my opinion, if they can do that to Boston and Milwaukee — Milwaukee was my favorite to win the NBA title this year. Obviously, that didn't work out. They flopped. But if they can do that to Boston and Milwaukee, they can do that to Denver. And Denver's one of the best teams in the NBA all season, no doubt about it. More consistent than most teams. But Denver's defense is not as good as Boston and Milwaukee. It's not as good as the Knicks. We have seen an uptick in Denver's defense since the NBA playoffs have started, but it's not the same. The problem facing Denver is that their home record has been untouchable, right? I mean, their offense at home is arguably the best unit in the NBA that we've seen all season. Maybe the best unit in the NBA that we've seen the past 3 to 4 years. Denver Nuggets offense at home, almost unstoppable. They've won 8 straight in the NBA playoffs at home. They're outscoring opponents by 12 points per game in those home games in the NBA playoffs. And they're 34-7 straight up in the regular season at home. In my opinion, if the Heat want to be in this series, if they want this to be a competitive series, if they want a shot to win this series, they have to get one in Denver. And that is going to be tough. Tyler Hero set to return at some point in this series. That's going to be a big factor for Miami, but pardon me if I'm not like overly excited about that for Miami, because Tyler Hero has been inconsistent this season. Now, if you're years ago in the bubble, Hero had a great performance, like great performances throughout those bubble playoffs. And certainly, you know, averaging 20 points per game this season. So he's their second highest scorer on the team underneath Jimmy Butler. So if he can return at some point, it is huge for a Heat team that just needs more bodies to be able to contend with the kind of points and productivity that Denver can put up. But in my opinion, and even starting in game one, I think you should look at guys like Max Strus, whose point total is only at 9.5. I would look at Gabe Vincent, had that huge game against Boston. His point total Thursday night is only 12.5. And now Caleb Martin — people know about Caleb Martin, right? Barely missed a shot in game 7 against the Celtics. Now his point total has gone up 16.5, but that dude might be more featured. I'm probably not going to bet over 16.5 in game one. That's a little inflated. I mean, he had point totals under 10 at one point. So that's a lot higher now, right? And props in general are always going to be higher. The books know that, especially recreational bettors want to bet on the over. But those are pretty good lines for all three of those dudes. And the size advantage that Denver has — Aaron Gordon, big dude. Michael Porter Jr., big dude. Obviously, Jokic, big dude. Jamal Murray is not a small dude. They're going to have size advantages over the Heat. So players like Bam Adebayo and Jimmy Butler, they're going to get theirs, but we saw Bam kind of fizzle out at the end of that series against Boston. He's not always consistent offensively. So they're going to need Caleb Martin, Gabe Vincent, Max Strus, Duncan Robinson, Tyler Hero eventually. They're going to need those guys. So I would look at those ancillary players in the Heat and their point props as they need to keep up with Denver's offensive prowess throughout the NBA Finals. The Denver side prop-wise is just so hard to pick. We see it all the time, right? Jamal Murray goes off one game. Jokic goes off the next game. They both go off the next game. Neither one goes off the next game because Michael Porter Jr. or Aaron Gordon or KCP go off. They just have so many good shooters. I mean, Bruce Brown off the bench has been lethal for them. You know, just a Swiss Army knife for the Nuggets. But he'll take it to the rim. He'll get buckets. He'll nail a three-pointer. Great pickup for them and Bruce Brown. I mean, they're so deep. So I'm not itching to bet any props on Denver just yet. I want to see how this Heat defense handles the Nuggets players, their offensive contributors, and we'll go from there. Now, in my opinion, obviously, this whole fucking podcast is my opinion, but I happen to know a few things about betting the NBA. And Jamal Murray, in my opinion, is the biggest X factor of these NBA finals. You already heard my little rant about his MVP odds, but he's really starting to go off. I mean, what we saw from him in the bubble, that was the start of a star, a superstar. And now we're seeing that a little bit in these NBA playoffs again, right? 32 points per game in a 4-0 sweep of the NBA Finals. I'm sorry, the NBA Western Conference Finals. That's big-time stuff, guys. Like, you can't be an average player or even a really good player and do that. You have to be really exceptional. And his poise, the way he attacks, the way he never hesitates. If Jamal Murray can continue to put up good numbers and find open looks against the Heat, I don't think the Heat can win this series. Because if Jamal Murray is doing it, you know one or two other guys in the Nuggets are doing it because they just have too many guys. And then I think the Heat offense finally gets overwhelmed and can't really keep up. So watch for Jamal Murray throughout this series. His impact in these games, he's increasingly really important for the Denver Nuggets. But on the other end, these Miami Heat, as we're getting through all of our footnotes here of things to look for. The Miami Heat have a significant experience edge. We're talking about a team who's been to the Eastern Conference Finals 3 of the last 4 years and the NBA Finals 2 of the last 4 years. Not only that, but you got Jimmy Butler telling the whole world that last year he's getting back to the NBA Finals, and they did it. Right? Like, when you make those proclamations and you can bring it to fruition for your team because you have that kind of faith in your team, do you know what that does for, like, team chemistry, team motivation? You know, like, the symbiotic nature of a team, believing in each other. It's everything. Spoelstra is the same type of guy, right? Always motivating them, finding ways to give them an edge. And Jimmy sure as hell does that, too. They all follow Jimmy's lead. Right? And in my opinion, Jimmy Butler is the closest thing that we have to Kobe Bryant right now. A lot of people throw around those terms, right? Mamba mentality. Look, it's another goat. He's a goat. It's a goat. Nah, not a lot of goats in the NBA right now. Not a lot of guys playing with a Mamba mentality. Ask the Celtics, right? But Jimmy Butler has that old school attitude, doesn't care the way he looks or appears in front of audiences or the media. Like, look at how he didn't want to hold the Eastern Conference Finals trophy, making a point to his team that we're not done yet. When his team was celebrating when they went up 3-0 on the Celtics, he wasn't. He was stoic. And if you looked up in that podium when Bam Adebayo was holding the trophy and celebrating and smiling and laughing, when Jimmy told him, no, I don't want to hold it, Bam had that look in his eye like, okay, Dad. Sorry, Dad. You know, like, Jimmy's the man. He's the dad of this team. And they have experience. They have moxie. They are not intimidated. And we saw, right, in those Nuggets and Heat only faced each other two times this year. That's what happens when teams are in different conferences. And it was earlier in the year, late December, early February. So you can't take much from those games. But we saw Jimmy Butler asking those Nuggets players to meet him in the parking lot. There's some animosity between these two teams. The Heat are already under their skin a little bit, right? Jimmy's not backing down. That's going to motivate them even more. And these intangible edges, right? We talk about that all the time. I know it's really hard to quantify. I know when you're developing power ratings, if you do that, if you're a handicapper, or even if you're a recreational bettor, in your mind, you have an idea of where you rate these teams in your head. It's tough to incorporate those intangibles into the perceptions that you have of any team. But the Miami Heat arguably have the highest intangibles of any team in the NBA. They're tough, they're fighters, they work hard, they're disciplined, they're unified. And in my opinion, there's a pretty big coaching disparity. I like Mike Malone. He's kind of feisty, right? He's a motivational guy. We heard him get up to the podium and be like, no one's talking about our Nuggets. Everyone's talking about LeBron, Anthony Davis. Like, he was pissed off. But I'm just not sure how much he needs to do for the Nuggets, like X's and O's wise. He has a bunch of smart players. Jokic out there is his commander. He keeps the ship afloat. He's a good coach. But Spoelstra is different. He's just built different. And maybe it's his roots as like a video editor, a videographer with Miami Heat way back when. But the team trusts him, right? You can tell. Everyone looks up to him. You saw it on the podium. He has a hold on this team, a trust between him and his players. You can tell the way his players are, the way they perform out there, they play free, right? They're confident. They don't hesitate. That's coaching. You heard Charles Barkley say it after they closed out the Eastern Conference Finals. Like, coaches don't make great players greater necessarily, but they make good players into great players. And we're seeing the Miami Heat, guys like Max Strus, guys like Duncan Robinson, guys like Gabe Vincent, guys like Caleb Martin, playing the best basketball of their life in the hardest spots, the most nerve-wracking games of their career. And they're unfazed because their coach has their back, Jimmy has their back. And the schemes, the adjustments that Spoelstra can make, he's got the coaching edge for sure. Still, though, I think everybody, I mean, we've seen it throughout these NBA playoffs from the Heat, so I think they can do it. But everybody has to play well. Everybody has to play well. Because one of my final points here is these Denver Nuggets, they are such a good closer. Like, they're such a good closing team. If you watch that series against the Lakers, they were down early in games 2 and 4. The Lakers surged late in the second half of game 1. The Lakers kept it close down the stretch of game 3. But in every one of those situations, Denver did not stumble. They responded. They closed out quarters. They closed out halves. They closed out every single game. And that's what the Heat have done to teams, right? The Heat punch back. They intimidate. They scramble for loose balls. They take charges. They get offensive rebounds. They fight for everything. And they punch back harder, and teams crumble, especially immature teams like the Boston Celtics. Denver is not immature, and they have very high chemistry. But, you know, maybe they could be rattled. You know, at the end of the day, these are just a bunch of grown-ass men, physical pro athletes, trying to put a ball into a net. And when you break it down like that, of course the Miami Heat can win this series. Of course they can. You'd have to be crazy to think that they can't. They've proven it over and over again. But I do think that they're going to have to play every well in every single game. And when Denver responds at the end of those quarters, when they want to close out those quarters and halves, the Heat have to punch back even harder than they have before. So I'm hedging my bets a little bit in this series. As far as the futures that I've made, the series bets that I've made, I got Denver winning this 4-3. That's plus 310. Put a half a unit on that. I got Miami Heat winning this series 4-2 for plus 750. Put a half a unit on that. Miami Heat series spread +2.5. That is really inflated now, minus 150, but I still took that. I just think the Heat are going to get two games. I mean, they found a way to get four games in every series against really good teams. I think they get two. And again, Jamal Murray for the NBA Finals MVP is plus 1,400 at DraftKings. I put a half a unit on that. go and get that now if you like it, because that will change. And it's probably going to change drastically after game one. Got something exciting to tell you guys. If you haven't heard of Better Edge, now's the time to check it out. You can put it on your phone like a desktop app. Better Edge, that's B-E-T-T-O-R, Edge, is a social sports betting community platform where you can place bets without any VIG. That's right. You don't pay any tax on the bets you make. So you get numbers like minus 101, plus 100, minus 102, right? Really, really deflated lines because you're betting against each other. And you can put in market orders so that other people bet against you, or you can already get open market orders to bet against other people. The point is, you don't get that anywhere else from any other sports book. They got contests and competitions over there. I am going to open an NBA Finals contest, beat Farley Betts. So come over there at Better Edge and join. Try to beat me. We'll try to stack up the money in that contest. All of it's going to go to first place. But for now, head over to Better Edge, type in Farley, F-A-R-L-E-Y, and you'll get a free $20 at Better Edge to try it out. It's just a great platform. They have sports betting podcasts, articles, insights constantly, a community that's growing. You can place bets, you can make contests, you can join contests. And it's just, this might be the future of sports betting, ladies and gentlemen. Companies like Yahoo, USA Today have endorsed Better Edge. So check it out, Better Edge, type in Farley for a free $20 and join the Farley Betts NBA Finals contest. Check me out on Twitter for more information on that. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to have another Laying the Points podcast this week. Going to chill this week a little bit. Got plans with the wife and the baby. We'll be back next week. Got some great guests coming next week to talk a little MLB, talk a little soccer. Can't wait. Love y'all. Thanks for listening. Laying the Points with Farley Betts. We out of here. Let's win some damn money.